I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my bonny bride.
The lovely voice of Frank Patterson there, singing a song that we all know so well, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Friends, the joy of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, for me, is that I can change the style, type and genre of the music of the programme. Well, Ireland has so much music. I've a lot to choose from, various styles, as I say. There, we heard the lovely voice of Frank Patterson singing the praises of Kathleen and promising to take her home. Now we're going to change again to another icon of the show band era that lasted from about 1960 to about 1990, I think. On a future programme, I'll explain about the show band era. But one of the heroes of that, and one of the stars of that era, was a man called Larry Cunningham. And I've been asked to play by one of my Dublin listeners a track by Larry Cunningham. And I've got to confess, it's the only track of Larry Cunningham I have. So for John, Larry Cunningham singing the praises of the Slaney Valley, the River Slaney in Wexford. And just a little explanation. The opening line, he says, "A storeen bawn, when first we met." A storeen bawn is an Irish term of endearment.
A storeen bawn, when first we met, I can see the roses yet, and the light that lit your happy eyes of blue. I can hear your sweet voice say, "Welcome as the flowers of May," as it did when first I whispered back to you. Will you come with me to store when the summer days are old and the roofs are winging homeward in the sky, where the mountains rise away for a field of gold? We'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I. A storeen bawn, when you said yes, Brimble was my happiness. Summer spread as near before on flying field. Never shone the moon so bright on a starry cold of night. Never sang the thrush's soul divinely sweet. Storeen bawn, for years you've been in my heart, its rightful queen. Ever loving, ever tender, ever true. Hearts, your smile did shine, letting all it glow upon, as it did when first I whispered back to you. Will you come with me to store when the summer days are old and the roofs are winging homeward in the sky, where the mountains rise away o'er a field of golden grain? We'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I. We'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I.
Not a great recording, I do apologise, but it's Larry Cunningham singing the praises of Slaney Valley. And once again, we come to a song that is not an Irish song, but it's sung by an Irish singer. And many years ago, I'd say in the 70s and 80s, one of the most popular artists in Ireland was Danny Doyle. Danny hailed from Dublin, and he was a wonderful balladeer. I want to see him on a number of occasions, always impressed with his presentation. This was a big hit for him. It's a song that originated in Liverpool, and it tells the story of a puppeteer. And, well, listen, Danny will tell you the story. It's entitled Whiskey on a Sunday. There's that whiskey again.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week. Whiskey on a Sunday. He sits on astride of an old packing case, and the dolls on the end of the blind go are dancing as he crooned with a smile on his face. Come day, go day, and the puppets, they danced up and down. A far better show than you ever will see in the fanciest theater in town. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But in 1902, old Seth Davy died. His song, it was heard no more. The three dancing dolls in the dustbin were thrown, and the plank went to mend the back door. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But on some stormy night, if you're passing that way, with the wind blowing up from the sea, you can still hear the song of old Seth Davy as he croons to his dancing dolls three. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
Danny Doyle singing all about whiskey on a Sunday. Sound as though he was singing outside the door. Apologies for that. Wasn't a great recording, was it? Now, a couple of times, in fact, I think three times on the programme this week, we've been down to County Kerry, right down in the south. Now we're going right up to the north. Right up to, or actually to the northwest, because we're going to lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. The Foyle is the river, of course, and Derry, well, some people call it Londonderry, but here Trudy Lawler is singing the praises of lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. And friends, Derry is truly a lovely city.
A place of great fame, and it lies to the north. Now I'll tell you its name. 'Tis my own little birthplace, and it's on Irish soil, and they call it lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. Now I courted a wee girl, for her age was 19. She was the fairest colleen that ever you've seen. For her cheeks were like roses, and her hair waved in coil, and she came from lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. I was young, I was restless, like the rest of the boys. I had not many sorrows, nor yet many joys. I worked hard for a living, all day I did. On the banks of the Foyle. Now when I make a fortune, then to home I will go, to the dear land of my boyhood, to the sweet girl I know. I will build the foil. I'll go to old Ireland, and if married I'll be, I will leave my old shipmates and resign from the sea. I'll wed with my Mary, and for home
Trudy Lawlor telling us all about the beauties of lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. Now, here's an artist I don't feature too often on the programme. I haven't got a great deal of his material. Mick Galvin. Mick is a good country and Irish singer. Now, I'm not quite sure whether this comes under country and Irish, but it certainly is Irish. Mick Galvin telling us what happened in an Irish country home.
In an Irish country home, one evening long ago, sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to love," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied. "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset low. I loved her when your mother took my name long, long ago." We were married, she and I, and in every way we tried to make our house a home of happiness. Till one bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset low. But I never will forget how much I loved her when your mother took my name long, long ago. In an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell, "Though the best of friends must part, she was dearer to my heart, for your mother was the only one I love."
And now for a song that we can all join in the chorus. We play it regularly on Sounds Irish from the Clancy Brothers, a live recording, and the Wild Rover. And the chorus goes, if you wish to join in, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more, will I play the Wild Rover, no, never, no more. Now, take a listen to how the Clancy Brothers sing it, and they've got the audience joining in.
And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more, will I play the Wild Rover, no, never.
We can't hear a word of it yet.
And it's no,
for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day.
And it's no
I took sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I said sure were only in jest.
And it's no name.
Recorded at Carnegie Hall, no less. The Clancy Brothers and the Wild Rover. We're picking up new listeners on Sounds Irish every week, which delights me. And I just want to point out, if you are a new listener, one of the themes behind the programme is Irish. Not necessarily an Irish song, but maybe sung by an Irish singer or written by an Irishman. But as long as it has some connection with Ireland, it fits into Sounds Irish. As most people know, Ireland is an island, And being totally surrounded by water, well, of course, we make good use of the water. We use it for fishing. And there are various parts of Ireland well known for fishing, like up in Donegal or down in Kerry, in places around that, around the coast. Some wonderful fishing villages and towns, and it's a wonderful industry. But where do fishermen go when they die, asks the story. Well, according to legend, when fishermen die, they go to Fiddler's Green. Listen to Patsy Watcorn explaining it a little better than I do, and singing it a lot better than I do.
As I walk by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on a Fiddler's Green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail, where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I've seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
I was singing along with that, Wrap me up in my oilskins and blankets. No more on the docks I'll be seen. And tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. I promised you earlier on we might have another track from Johnny McAvoy. I think Johnny is so talented, he's been producing great albums over the years. And here's one of my favourite tracks of his. But here Johnny is telling us all about Slieve na Mon, which is in County Tipperary. And it opens up the verse, and he's in a hall, a huge hall, and everything's happening, but his heart isn't there. It's way back in Slieve na Mon, where he met the young maiden. Take a listen to Johnny McAvoy and Slieve na Mon.
Alone, all alone, by the wave washed strand, or alone in the crowded hall. The hall, it is gay, and the waves, they are grand, but my heart is not here at all. It flies far away by night and by day to the times and the joys that are gone. I never will forget the sweet maiden I met in the valley near Slieve na Mon. Festive hall by the star-washed shore, ever my restless spirit flies. My love, oh my love, will I ne'er see you more? For my land will you never uprise. By night and by day I ever will pray, while lonely my life it flies on, to see our flag unfurled and my true love to enfold in the valley near Slieve na Mon. In the valley near Slieve na Mon.
Oh, I never shall forget the sweet maiden I met in the valley of Slieve na Mon. Johnny McAvoy, a lovely performance there. Now, I think I played this track only a couple of weeks ago, but I've got a request for it here. And somebody's asking me to play the Paddy Riley version of the song Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. I think it may have been only last week or the week before. But for Frank, who's a regular listener to the programme, here's the track that you requested.
Oh, fare thee well to your land, my yonder native land. It breaks my heart to see friends part, for it's then the teardrops fall. I'm on my way to America. Will I e'er see home once more? For now I leave my own true love on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Our ship, she lies at anchor, she's standing by the quay. May fortune bright shine down each night as we sail over the sea. Many ships have been lost, many lives it cost on the journey that lies before. With a tear in my eye, I'm bidding goodbye to Paddy's green shamrock shore. Day. And a place in my mind you surely will find, although I'm far, far away. Though I'll be alone, far away from home, I'll think of the good times once more. Until the day I can make me way back to Paddy's green shamrock shore. And now the ship is on the way, may heaven protect us all. With the winds and the sail, we surely can't fail on this voyage to Baltimore. But my parents and friends did wave till the end, till I could see them no more. I then took a chance with one last glance at Paddy's green shamrock shore.
I meant to point out to you also, before playing that particular track, to listen at the end to the sound of the Illan pipes. You heard them there. They're particularly associated with Ireland, the Illan pipes. They're played with the elbow. That's why we get the word Illan. It's for elbow. And they have their distinctive sound of their own. Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore from Paddy Riley.